when did you first know he's going to get sacked?
And then I get told to stay away. I get a phone call for the chief exec. I get a phone call for the chairman saying just to stay away.
So what do you do in that time? You sit in your house?
Aye, at that time the press were everywhere, so I had to sit in the house and I had to get my missus and that away, you know what I mean? Go away and go somewhere.
Oh, because you said something after again?
Aye, because it was 24-7, it wasn't fair on the kids either, you know what I mean? I wanted to be myself and do you know what? It was cut and shut, just... I was in a weird place because I thought, right, that's it, done.
What's next?
What's next? I don't know. And then I get summoned through to Edinburgh. Spoke to the chairman at the time and says, listen, everything's all right. Everything's going to be fine. There's a new manager coming in. He wants you to stay. So I was like, who's a new manager? I don't know who it is. I walked downstairs and I seen Coyste. Was coming up, I don't know what he was in for. And he just gave me a wink. And I was like, right, and away, and then I was back in. And it was simple. Walter came in, says to me, forget what's happened, just go out and play. Just go out and be a leader out there. And that was it, done.
Was it a relief when Le Guin left and you seen it was Walter Smith that came
that
in?
Wasn't there. I don't like seeing them they lose their job, you know what I mean? I'm no bitter.
No.
I don't dislike the guy. I don't, honestly, don't dislike the guy. Because I do seriously think he had these good things about him. Obviously, because look at the job he done in Leon. Listen, it doesn't lie. I don't know whether he was just a coach here, they had a director of football, they had maybe a different system all there. But listen, I don't feel bitter towards him. I feel angry because I let myself things build up.
Get in that situation.
Normally that wasn't like me. Yeah.
But I mean, when Walter came in, was there a relief? Were you and the whole players that a Scottish manager who knew Rangers
He knows it inside out and you know, he knows what Rangers is all about, he knows how to win games.
Was there a change straight away, as soon as he walked through the door?
As I said to you before, he walks in, you sit up and you take notice of him and you listen. And it was the best thing that Rangers done was bring him back.
He's got to the final of the UEFA Cup, obviously, in Walter's season. Talk us through that run. What a season that must have been for you.
Great season in terms of home games. We were great. Away games, some games we get absolute battered. You know what we did? And I'm not going to sit here and kid you on. But the way playing, it wasn't great to watch, but we were difficult to beat. And we got to the UEFA Cup final. I don't think we've done ourselves justice in that cup final.
No.
That's probably one of the regrets I've got. It was a nothing cup final.
Were they top teams in it now? Do you feel you could have beat them?
Listen, they had Arshavin and Tomacek, the midfielder. They had proper players, they did. But we'd never done ourselves justice that night.
No.
I don't know whether it was the amount of games we had running up to it, because I don't know if you remember the amount of games that they... The SPFL or whoever, or the SFA, and they never helped us. You know what I mean? If a club get to a European final, surely there's got to be some...
Bit of leeway.
Aye. But I think the Zenit had something like a week or 10 days or something to prepare for that game. Me never. We never done ourselves justice.
See, in the run, when did you start to believe we could get to the final here?
When we got to quarter-finals, I think it was at Sporting Lisbon. But we felt just that team we had was, again, it was a team full of people who just wanted to win.
Mm-hmm.
It was great to be
great
involved. Great team spirit. Good players, mentality. The mentality of some of the guys was brilliant. Just as you get quarter-finals, semi-finals. I mean, I remember semi-final Fiorentina. I'm having up to take the first penalty and I missed it. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, Jesus, man. I've absolutely killed us here. It'd be fair to the keeper, he pulled off some save, I'll say that. But I thought to myself, right, go and be a leader. Grab the ball and go and take the first penalty and I go up confident and go and I miss it. And I just turned around, I looked at the boy. The boy, the boys are like that. Oh, no. So thankfully, we get through that penalty shootout and to get to a European final was brilliant. Like you say, to win it, it would have been amazing, but we just didn't do ourselves justice in that game.
See, leading the team out in that European Cup final, would you say that was the pinnacle of your career?
Aye, because I had all family and all my friends and all that were all done. A bus full, about 45, 50 of them. And what a day it was, what an occasion it was. I just don't think that the league or whoever was involved helped us.
But did the boys, did you feel tired during the game? Leggy?
Aye, but just didn't feel right, you know what I mean? It's a cup final, you should be... for me, a cup final, you should get a full week to prepare leading up to it, you know what I mean? I'm not using it as an excuse. Listen, before people start tweeting you and all that, it's an excuse and whatever. I just don't think it was fair at that stage. Because no matter if it's... I forget if it's Rangers, if it's Celtic, surely you want a club to be successful in Europe, you know
Scottish
what I mean?
Scottish football,
aye. For our sake, aye. For Scottish football's sake, but listen, it was a great run we had, just fell at the final hurdle.
On to Scotland, mate, obviously the big bust-up with George Burnley. Was there ill feeling between you before the incident happened, or...?
No, there wasn't, if I'm being honest with you.
No.
Do you know what? I don't know why I done it, honestly. It was a random thing. People think that me and Greggsy had planned this scenario or whatever. It wasn't, it was just a random thing. Biggest mistake of my career. Aye, up there. Sick of people saying, I didn't care about Scotland. Jesus, man, if you represent your country and you're captain of your country, what bigger? Apart from what I was saying earlier, to play with Rangers and captain Rangers, then to play with Scotland and captain Scotland. I loved playing with my country. I loved it. I don't know. Listen, George Burley never fancied us.
Really?
Aye, so...
Did he say that to you?
No, I just got the...
feeling?
I got the feeling.
Right.
He never fancied me. If he didn't like me, I didn't fancy my player. Listen, I'm fine with that. Listen, it's all about opinions. But what I done with this all-night drinking... shenanigans that went on, all night drinking for me. What would you say all night drinking is?
If you go out, day,
no, if you go out at 7 o'clock at night and you're drinking to 12 o'clock the next day, I'm talking like a shift day, 15, 16 hours. We got back from Holland at 4 a.m, 3, 4 a.m, and we started having a couple of drinks. We were allowed to have a couple of drinks.
Right.
We were told we were allowed to have a couple of drinks. Maybe had one or two drink too many. But it led into breakfast time, but that's at 4 a.m.
Morning, right,
breakfast time, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Right, me being captain, I shouldn't have done it, but it's not like an all-night drinking spree or an all-day that people were making it.
So was it, did George Burley pull you up at breakfast? Like?
No, I just get pulled up and says that they wanted to send us home. And the players refused. Me and Greggsy, Alan McGregor, we were the ones that got pulled up. Well, obviously everybody knows there was other people there. I would never in my, you know, it's like unwritten football rule. You stick together. Would never put MD in it. Gordon Smith, there was another guy for SFA were come down to have a word with us. They wanted to send us home. The boys come down and says, no, it's no right. If they go home, everybody else goes home. So I was like, listen, forget it, but we've got a game coming up here. That's more important than us. Let's concentrate on the game. In hindsight, I should have probably been on the bench because of what happened. But listen, it's happened. A big mistake. It cost me my international future. I'm glad that Greggsy got back into the fold. But I could have come back.
Under
Craig Levine.
Is he right?
But I just didn't want it being about, I think it would have been a circus, you know what I mean? I'm back and the media, it's not about me, it's about Scotland doing well. And I said that to Craig Levine at the time. Listen, I would have loved to have come back, but it's about Scotland. It's about the boys that are in the squad, it's not about.
So see, if the manager knew other people were there, why did he only pick you and McGregor? Just, do you think, just purely because he never
fancied
you?
I don't know. Maybe. Uh-huh. Maybe.
So see, when you were doing it, did you think it would get the reaction that it did?
No. What the?
The fingers and that on the bench.
No.
No.
No, I didn't.
Did you not believe it now?
No. Do you know what? I can't even remember what brought me to do that. I don't.
No.
I don't. And it looked if it was a setup.
Uh-huh.
You can ask Alan McGregor. It was not a setup.
No.
In my kid's life, it was not a setup.
Just happened to her.
That was just random. Random.
Uh-huh. So what?
Biggest regret, but you know what? The way it ended, I would rather it ended just saying like, maybe not good enough or maybe.
Too old or. Uh-huh.
Aye, but again, I had to go and reinvent myself, you know what I mean? But I had to. It cost me my Rangers career as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not just my Scotland career. It cost me my Rangers career.
So when did you realise that it was such a fuss made? As soon as you got back to the dressing room?
No, as soon as I came out in my car. My phone was non-stop, text messages, what's the big drama, well this is over, Sky, it's all over Britain, and then I get summoned in to Moray Park the next day and get suspended for 2 weeks, 2 week fine, and basically told that was it.
Wow.
Which was hard to take. But do you know what? I made an arse of it. I made an arse of my country. I made an arse of my club. And I deserved everything I got. And do you know what? I was disappointed with it, but got to take it as a man. You just got to say, right, do you know what? Sometimes you do wrong. Right, I've got to suffer the consequences. And the consequences was my Scotland career ended and my Rangers career ended. So I had a lot to think to do over that summer. To be fair to Walter, brought me back towards the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just like a kind of farewell or just.
Did you have any inkling that that'd be your last?
No, I knew. We went back after the final to Ibrox, and I just didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
I was there with the missus, and spent an hour there. I had to actually go. My oldest boy was having a player of the year dance with his, so it worked out all right. So I just went in and I shook everybody's hands, and I knew that was. That was it for me. It was hard that I walked out. I'm no kid, I walked out with tears in my eyes, you know what I mean? It was tough, but it had to happen. I had to suffer the rap they gave me, Rangers in Scotland, so.
So you ended up leaving that summer. How would you look back on your Rangers career?
Lived the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Lived the dream. I'd done what? Thousands. A young boys would love to do.
Did you ever think you would do as much as you did when you were that 17, 18-year-old?
No, when I was 15, obviously not getting into the Scotland team because I was small or maybe not good enough. 15, 16, didn't get anywhere near it. And we'll go back to that. It's when Rangers took me out of school and they put me on like a programme of porridge and steak and it was absolute torture. But I always had that drive to go and prove people wrong. And do you know what? I can go and criticise the coaches at under-15s at Scotland and the Rangers under-16 coach that never played me because he thought I was too wee. But do you know what? They're a big part to play in what I've done. They motivated me. It gave me that bit to go and prove them wrong. I don't look back and thinking, he's out of order or whatever. Always use things to strive to go and prove people wrong. You know what I mean?
You certainly proved them wrong, mate, with the stuff that you won in.
I mean, he won 15 trophies, you know what I mean? And the big ones for me was great, the trophies, but it's getting the awards, you know what I mean? The awards of Player of the Year for the writers and your Players' Player of the Year stuff and all that for your fellow pros. The awards are special, you know what I mean? That's your guys that you play against, probably guys that hate you,
uh-huh.
that are voting for you.
Uh-huh.
They were the awards, but to pick up trophies, no better feeling. No better feeling.
So when you left Rangers, was there a few options? And why was it Birmingham? Was it Alex McLeish?
Yep, there was a few options. I could have went. I seriously considered going to the MLS.
Right.
Just to get away.
Uh-huh.
I had a couple of options to go there. Clubs were interested in me. Managers wanted me. Boards didn't want me.
Right.
Because of the...
All the stuff.
Aye. Because I remember going back... When I got in trouble and Rangers suspended me for 2 weeks, I thought it was, I didn't realise it was global, you know what I mean? It was only in America, you know what I mean? Stuff like
that. So did that affect your move to the MLS?
No, just by saying this is, or, you know, Rangers have got a fan base, same as Celtic on America, that's massive. Mm-hmm. So it was reaching out there in Australia. So I'm thinking myself, I've really
made an arse.
So there was clubs that were interested in me, for obviously down south, the MLS. Managers spoke to managers, listen, wanting to bring you about the board. They're saying, no, trouble. So I'm thinking at that stage, I don't know if I'm going to get a move here. That's, it did cross my mind. I was on holiday.
Were you worried?
Aye, because obviously, when managers are saying, listen, I would take you in a minute, but I've got to get it sanctioned by the board, you know, that's the way it operates. And they were saying, no, we're not touching them. Then I got a couple of offers for MLS, Australia, and then the three or four clubs down in England, the Premier League, that wanted me. There was only one that come back. The managers wanted me, it was Alec. Now, Alec knowing me, he says, I'm not sure. On the phone to me.
Really, right?
I says, are you kidding me on? He says, I'm not sure. Have you still got it? Have you still got that drive? So I'm like that, and then I'm like that on the phone. Right, so I'll speak to you later. And I put the phone down, and I was on holiday, and I remember I went away. I had to go a walk for 30, 35 minutes to have a serious think.
About what he just said, huh? Uh-huh.
And do you know what? It was bang on. So he's put that doubt in me, and it just gave me that, phoned him back up. I says, look, take me, I'll prove. Right, let me speak with the board and I'll come back to you. Come back, we've done the deal. And I went down there and I had to reinvent myself. Everywhere I went, it was all about the Scotland thing, even down in Birmingham. When I walked into the dressing room, boys were probably thinking, this guy's a fucking rocket, you know what I mean? This guy's no right in the head. So I had to go down and I signed. They says to me, you need to take at least £10 off. And I was shocked. Too heavy. I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, I'm only 12 stone. 12'9" I was. No, you need to get down to 12 stone, just under 12 stone. I'm thinking, come on, man, I've been playing it this way for a long time. But fitness-wise, it's the fittest I've ever been. I've stayed the same weight for you. I went down there to, obviously, now nearly coming up in 40, and it was the best thing that had happened to me. Right. And we went and finished top 10 in the Premier League. I won Players' Player of the Year and Player of the Year, and I got into the Opta.
Top the stats?
The Team of the Year.
Brilliant.
So it was great. Like, I left the family up here, and it was my time down there. I had to go and make sure I ate right, I trained right, I done all the right things, and it was the best thing that done to me. And obviously owe a lot to Birmingham for what they took a chance on. When a lot of clubs were interested, they wanted to take a chance. And I signed a new contract at the end of that season.
Beat Arsenal in the League Cup final. How did that compare, winning trophies with Birmingham as it was today? Was it a bit different? Was it the same? Was it better?
Different. Different in terms of you're not expected. There was no expectations. Mm-hmm. There was nobody gave us a chance of going and beating Arsenal, top team, top players. So all the pressure was on Arsenal. We went out with a game plan, 4-5-1, make it hard. Again, similar to the UEFA Cup run with Rangers, the gaffer, Alex, says, look, we go out and try and play Arsenal at football, they're going to beat us. Let's be honest, they'll beat us. I went out with a game plan, frustrated them, and we got the win. And I played, what, 80 minutes that way, two broken ribs.
Really,
eh? Just sheer adrenaline got me through it. Celebrated after it, and I went in, and then I didn't even go out the night out after it. I was in my bed, the doc had to come, get injections, and I was on Tramadol and Diazepam, all that sort of stuff that night, so I missed
Never got a chance to
enjoy it. I missed the celebrations. I missed it. Because it was great. Because I never thought I would leave Rangers and win another trophy, let's be honest. But to go and do that with Birmingham was great. Because we had a great team. I know we get relegated that season. But a great bunch of boys we had. It was a great time. I loved my time down there. Really good club as well. Mm-hmm. Good club.
Mm-hmm. And now at the future, mate, obviously you've been in at Clyde, mm-hmm. doing a bit of the TV work. Is it managing that's your ambition?
I want to coach. I've had a few offers, if I'm being honest, that I've said no to.
Just no right?
Nah, no right. Listen, a lot of people ask me, you must have been crazy going down to League Two. I wanted to do it and I wouldn't change. I wanted to go down and see what it was like. First two seasons were, certainly the second season was really successful. I know we got beat in the playoff final. Going up to League One. The third season, I probably had the best group of players the club have had in a long time. And we started off the season really well, but for some reason I don't know whether it was a mentality thing or whatever with some of the guys, but I've got to be honest with you, every single player that I worked under, great boys, really good boys. Would I change, come back to Clyde? No, I wouldn't. It was a good club. They let me just go on with it in terms of no involvement for boardroom level. And I hear all these snippets about, oh, he had the biggest budget, and we were nowhere near the biggest budget. Yeah. I know. I lost out in players.
Other teams have won money, huh?
Aye. Mm-hmm. Lost out in. But I tell you one thing, I will say is, there is good players down at that level. You're there. there is good players. I mean, I had a boy, I don't know if you know him, Dylan Easton. I signed him, I signed him and I built the team to suit him. He'd done his cruciate. And my wee left back, George, you know Jordan Loudon?
Jordan, long hair.
They were the two players that I went to try and get. I was desperate to get. Two of them done their cruciates in the first 3 weeks of the season. So they were my two main players that I lost. And I was building the team around about Dylan. But what I will say is, you just need to look at Dundee United. You know what I mean? I was speaking to Jackie McNamara and Simon Donnelly about this. They went and they've signed players for Queen's Park. Guys at that level, the guys need a chance. There is some good boys out there. Mm-hmm. The only thing I would say is some of them, it's how much they want it. You know what I mean? Certainly they've got the ability. It's how much they want to go and how could I put it? Do the right things, you know what I mean, outside the football to go and get that to that higher level. Because certainly there's a number of players that I think could reach a higher level.
Do you think that's a big thing in Scotland, that there isn't the players that have had that same drive as you had?
I do think it is a problem.
You didn't see a lot of them there.
What I see quite a lot of is people talking a good game and saying, I am wanting to win. But for me, it's got to be shown out in the park, out in the training park first, and then into a game. And that's the thing that worries me now, the mentality of quite a lot of people. Certainly there's a lot of ability about, there's no doubt. I mean, I've seen it with my own eyes. I worked down there for near enough 3 years. At League Two, you're in that this year. There is some good players. There is some good players. They just need the opportunity and they need a kick up the backside. They shouldn't be at that level. Mm. You know what I mean? They need a wee, they need guided. But they miss coaching. I miss coaching. But it's got to be right for me. It's got to be right for me now.
Do you think you'd be better suited coaching top level players? Maybe with the same drive as you've got?
Some would say that I was maybe a bit. Listen, I'm straight. I don't mess about. You probably know quite a lot of boys that I've coached. Mm-hmm. You probably know them. Mm-hmm. They'll be more qualified to say, but I'm hard. But I'm honest. I don't mess about. I know what I want. I know what kind of team I want to play. I know what way I want to play. If they don't do it, they'll get told. Now, some of them probably couldn't handle that. So for me, that was an eye-opener. But in terms of people, a lot of good guys, a lot of good... most of them come in and they train hard. Whatever session I put on, I try to make it as enjoyable and as professional as I could. Probably made a few mistakes in last year, what type of player that I was looking at. But you learn from your mistakes, don't you?
Yeah.
But it's no put me off wanting to coach. A lot of people say that I'm more of a manager. No, you get a manager and you get a coach. I'm a mix. I need to book in the training. I need to book with the guys.
So did you take all the sessions?
I need to book with the guys, aye. Mm. Well, I let Bob and Pete Piesel was in, Peter McDonald. Uh-huh. It was great for me as well. But he came in and I let them take a wee bit because they were still in the midst of their badges. But the training was all the stuff that I liked. I think training's got to be enjoyed. It's got to be intense. Mm. It's got to be hard. And it's got to be done for me. You've got to go out and train the way that you want to play on a Saturday. None of this go out half-hearted. And maybe some couldn't handle that. Mm-hmm. Which is part of life. But I can't get that.
I think it's that level, isn't it? Older boys at that level struggle.
I understand that they've got jobs during the day, but it's football. It's what a game. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a great game to be involved in.
All you
want
is enthusiasm and hard work.
And I've seen some of the older ones come in and show the younger ones how it's done. Mm-hmm. Who've played at an all right level, you know
Set
what I mean?
An example,
But I enjoyed it. But I got to the stage where I thought to myself, if I'm being honest, I was beginning to hate some of them. Mm-hmm. And I was becoming to be somebody that I didn't want to be. So I just says, I'll need to take a step back. But I've had a few offers. One of them really interested me during the summer, but it just didn't happen. Probably my part. I want to get back into it.
I'm sure we'll see you soon. I'm sure we will.
You never know. See what level it's. It doesn't bother me whether it's going with older guys or young guys. You know what I mean? Like young pros. Because I think what's missing as well, we'll go back to what we were talking about at the start, it's the mentality of some of the young boys that I worry about. You know what I mean? You want to grip some of them and say, what an opportunity they've got. Mm-hmm. What an opportunity to go and do something in their life or in their career. And a lot of them just drift away. But that's not just their fault. For me, that's coaches as well. A lot of people blame the kids. It's not just the kids. It's a mixture for me.
Mixing of both,
aye.
Thanks very much, Chris, mate. It's been brilliant.
No worries.
Come on, man.
Cheers.